22nd parak of Shabbat Mishnah Gimel. Yeah, this is a malacha of Toysev. You're not allowed to make a kli, you're not allowed to break a kli on Shabbos. In certain circumstances, you can break it. Shoyver other metatolis lecho, a man of Gregis, who levat shelo yichad lafis keli. You're allowed to break a jug that has dried figs in it, to get out the dried figs, provided that you're not intending to break in the fashion, in a nice fashion, that you're making like a hole in it. Because making a hole in it, clearly, is also a type of vineyard, but making a nice surface. But the mitre over here is talking about the clearly itself was already broken, clearly they were stuck together. But it's perfectly good clearly. In this case, you're not allowed to break down Shabbos yet, because we're concerned that maybe break it in a fashion that will have a nice hole in it, you know. The heter of ripping off wrappers and the like, because these are not choshev things, and once you destroy them, you're not going to be destroying them, which is most of a tzeich to get out the food on Shabbos. Yeah. Ein noyfim magufa shel chavim tibur Rabbi Yehuda chachavim matirim. If you have a magufa, a stopper in a chavit, so Rabbi Yehuda says it's also, and the chachavim say it's mutter. Why do they permit it over here? Because normally if you make a hole in a kli, you don't make it on the top, because if you make it on the top, things fall into it. You make it on the side. So this is a abnormal hole. And therefore, Chachomim submitted it. It is halacha like vira mitzida. You should not make a hole in the chavit itself on the side. Yeah. So once again, or even for the makufa, the bottom line is like this: you cannot make a hole in a kli itself, because that's a tikkun for the kli. To make a hole in the stopper, you can make. Provided you make it on the top of the stopper, which is an abnormal way of making it, just make it on the side of the stopper in a fashion that things won't be able to fall into it, is prohibited. Lo yitena lo shayvim pnei shum amarech, and I was in another malacha, the malacha of taking a hide and scraping off the hairs and smoothing it out. A total of that malacha is amarech, of smearing some type of paste or wax on something to smooth it out. So also over here, if there's a hole in the kli, you want to smooth it off, so you shouldn't smear wax over it, because that's going to smooth off, it's going to stop the hole and also smooth off the area around, which is an issur. The cloud is an issur of smearing creams on oneself, and cream on a bandage, which is also, cream on bandage is also the raisa. Omer Rabbi Yehuda, maitre, bolos Rabbi Yechon ben Zaki by Rav. There's a maitre, such a maitre in this place called Harov, and Rabbi Yechon ben Zaki said, Omer, chashan le mechata, somebody that stops the hole in such a fashion, and choshes that it was open, is it a rice?